fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the news in the Inspector General's report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
That report also found that the FBI relied upon the Steele dossier in obtaining a FISA warrant against one-time Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. As the House impeachment hearing continues on Capitol Hill on the House Judiciary Committee, Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins has one question.
Where's Adam? It's his report, his name. Mr. Goldman, you're a great attorney, but you're not Adam Schiff, and you don't wear a pen.
Schiff has led the impeachment investigation of President Trump, and instead of appearing before Congress himself, sent his staff. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Pro-life groups are pleased at this news out of the nation's highest court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has said it will not take up a challenge to the state of Kentucky's strict abortion law. The justices declining to hear an appeal to that law, which requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who request an abortion. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's extremely disappointed in the Monday denial by the High Court, saying that it's a law that's unconstitutional and deeply unethical. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping spread holiday cheer. Melania was at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling in Washington, D.C. for the annual Marine Toys for Tots program. She joined dozens of people helping collect and separate toys for children in need this holiday season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FBI confirms it's operating under the assumption that Friday's deadly shooting by a Saudi gunman at a Pensacola naval base was an act of terrorism. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The 21-year-old second lieutenant, Mohammed El Samrani, was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy after the shooting rampage at the Pensacola naval station that left three people dead. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the investigation was proceeding under the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. That has now been confirmed by FBI Special Agent in Charge, Rachel Rojas.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
El Samrani was among the thousands of members of foreign militaries who routinely received training here in the U.S. El Samrani left a social media trail condemning the U.S. and its support for Israel. I'm John Clemens.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the FAA to finish a study involving legroom on airplanes. It was due in October, and the New York Democrat says without federal action, airlines could shrink the space between seats even more, although there are no facts to support his claim. And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when A Charlie Brown Christmas, the first animated TV special featuring characters from the Peanuts comic strip by Charles Schulz, premieres on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off our hour of Hot and 100 in Radio today with holiday music, Christmas music, whatever seasonal melodies we can find. But before we do that, we certainly have to pay some bills here. So I'll do a commercial, and we probably need to know what type of weather is happening outside. So I do a quick commercial, and I'll be right back in the studio with you.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 in provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so if you look out your window, you'll see that it's pouring out, and it has been that state all throughout the day. But it's not snow, and it's not ice, and it's not sleet, so I'm thinking we're all okay with this. It's 46 degrees, and interestingly enough, it is actually going to go up. Perhaps you were like me Sunday morning and did not want to see 14 degrees on the thermometer because that was cold. So I'll take these 40s, no problem at all. It's 46 here in Flemington, Morristown, Washington, and in Phillipsburg. We don't usually see that. It's usually a little different. We are looking at temperatures rising at midnight. We're going to be up to 54 degrees. And when you wake up around 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, it will be 54. And at noon, we're getting close to 60. We're going to have a high of about 57. But what doesn't change tomorrow, I think, is this rain. We do have some cloudy skies in the 50s in the morning. So if you're doing something outside, that is definitely the time to do it. So maybe 6 or 7 a.m. would be a good time to go for a run, because starting at 10, you're looking at rain all throughout the rest of the day. But we do have warm temperatures, so that's okay. And don't ask me how or why, but on Wednesday, there's actually a snowflake on our forecast, and it's 37 with a low of 19. But I don't see anything that suggests that that is going to be accumulating snow. I'm not sure if it's just the hours overnight making it more difficult, but you can bet right now I am looking for the text that goes with that forecast instead of just the picture. So you get an infographic, and no one ever wants to give you the text anymore. We actually like the text. We like to read what the weather is. So it looks like maybe some possible snow. There is some snow that is shifting east. That may be a problem on Wednesday, but not much of one. And the high is 37, so we should be okay. Sun comes back out on Thursday. We have sunny skies and a high of 33. And then it does warm up again for the weekend, so it's okay. We have a high of 42 on Friday. We have 52 on Saturday and 45 on Sunday. So we are looking at some possible showers on those days, but that's the story. So no accumulating snow, no sleet, no hazard weather conditions, no alerts. Everything's good over here. I'm going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with our quote.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100in-chamber.org.
All right, now we're going to see how this works. We're going to start out with our holiday tunes here with Christmas Rocks. We have the Brian Setzer Orchestra, so hopefully this is going to work. I know sometimes it works better than other times. Let's see.
Some lies, meet some spies, and dance barefoot in the sand. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor on the hook. Caligula, no work today, let's shell the old logbook. The waterfront is reveling, the season has begun. Sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun. There's a party down at Lux Select, all music, rum, and cheer. Faces in the shadows, God, I haven't seen for years. The mast and shrouds are filled with lights neath the waning of the moon. There's an air of celebration in the realm of King Neptune. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor on the hook. Calicalay, no work today, let's shelve the old log book. The waterfront is reveling, the season has begun. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun. Jesus was a fisherman who walked upon the sea. The North Pole is the ocean's remote frozen balcony. The continents keep drifting, but the children sing and play. 'Cause nothing really matters, after all, it's Christmas Day. Sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor on the hook. Calicalay, no work today, he read it in a book. The waterfront is reveling, the season has begun. A sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun. Sailor spends his Christmas in a harbor having fun.
So that is to all the Jersey Shore girls that really want to be at the beach no matter what time it is, and especially Christmas time. So that's a great time to be at the beach, and fun too when it snows on the beach. Definitely a great experience if you've never been able to see that. It is, I have to say, super cool. So we have to catch up with some commercials. So we really haven't done that, and we didn't do our quote either, which we had that already. Not sure what happened to that. But we're going to get back on track now. We have a couple of commercials, and then we'll be back in the studio.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, so we found our quote, so we're not a total mess here today. Is this, Christmas is a necessity. There has to be at least one day of the year to remind us that we're here for something else besides ourselves. So that was our quote, which came from 50 quotes about the magic of Christmas. And there are some good ones in here. I didn't realize I had to really scroll down when I had to find it again today. But there are some great things about the holidays. We have, of course, the people who don't really like the holidays, or they think it's too commercialized, or people who find it to be so magical that they want it to be Christmas every day. And for me, there's things about the season that I like. I like that there's usually some downtime between Christmas and New Year's. Time seems to be a little bit slower. There's less traffic on the road. You don't feel as rushed. I love to see this time of year the preparation of Christmas. I love to see the Christmas trees on people's cars. I love to be driving or running and see people putting their outdoor decorations on. Those things are really fun for me to see and to have people prepare for that. So I definitely enjoy that. But it is a magical time. I think there's a lot of great movies about Christmas time. And there's a quote here that says, Christmas magic is silent. You don't hear it. You feel it. You know it. You believe it. And not everyone has that Christmas magic in them. So hopefully you do. Or if you haven't in the past, maybe this will be the year that makes the holiday a little bit better and a little bit brighter for you. And maybe it'll be a new tradition or revisiting an old tradition. Let's get back to our music.
That glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth. earth to touch their hearts.
Back, we're going to do Where Are You Christmas, because it is The Grinch, comes from the soundtrack The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And, you know, we were just talking about that, and it can be really depressing when it's the holidays and everyone's happy and maybe you're not so happy, or things that are beyond your control, you can't be with the people that you love. Those things can turn the holiday into something less than joyous. So let's see what the Grinch has to say about this.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to get our news in, and then when we come back, we're going to play a song from the Ramones. So stay with us.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the news in the Inspector General's report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
That report also found that the FBI relied upon the Steele dossier in obtaining a FISA warrant against one-time Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. As the House impeachment hearing continues on Capitol Hill and the House Judiciary Committee, Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins has one question.
Where's Adam? It's his report, his name. Mr. Goldman, you're a great attorney, but you're not Adam Schiff, and you don't wear a pen.
Schiff has led the impeachment investigation of President Trump, and instead of appearing before Congress himself, sent his staff. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Pro-life groups are pleased at this news out of the nation's highest court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has said it will not take up a challenge to the state of Kentucky's strict abortion law. The justice is declining to hear an appeal to that law, which requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who request an abortion. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's extremely disappointed in the Monday denial by the High Court, saying that it's a law that's unconstitutional and deeply unethical. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping spread holiday cheer. Melania was at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling in Washington, D.C. for the annual Marine Toys for Tots program. She joined dozens of people helping collect and separate toys for children in need this holiday season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FBI confirms it's operating under the assumption that Friday's deadly shooting by a Saudi gunman at a Pensacola naval base was an act of terrorism. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The 21-year-old Second Lieutenant Mohammed El Samrani was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy after the shooting rampage at the Pensacola naval station that left three people dead. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the investigation was proceeding under the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. That has now been confirmed by FBI Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
El Samrani was among the thousands of members of foreign militaries who routinely receive training here in the U.S. El Samrani left a social media trail condemning the U.S. and its support for Israel. I'm John Clemens.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the FAA to finish a study involving legroom on airplanes. It was due in October, and the New York Democrat says without federal action, airlines could shrink the space between seats even more, although there are no facts to support his claim. And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when a Charlie Brown Christmas, the first animated TV special featuring characters from the Peanuts comic strip by Charles Schulz, premieres on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks, Tim, for that update on the news. Now, as promised, we have a special Christmas rock song, Santa's Got a GTO. So let's hear how this sounds. From the Ramones. I hope everyone appreciated that little bit of rock we have going on here. It was a little bit better than my Carpenters song, but the reason I brought the Carpenters into the holiday song today is, first of all, it was raining, and it's a rainy Monday, so that always makes me think of the Carpenters and how sad anorexia can have on someone's life, such talented, amazing individual, and anorexia and eating disorders, bulimia, and certainly others, certainly are one of the issues around depression. For the holidays, people, maybe are still struggling from a different addiction or disease and having a hard time, chronic health conditions. So hopefully this time of year, there'll be a lot of kindness and generosity around and toward you, and maybe your sense of holiday and peacefulness will improve a little bit this year. So before we do another commercial, we can get one more song in, and then I'll be back.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say are mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. My life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
All right, we had to play a little Tony Bennett for my sister Diane's husband, Joe, because he loves that kind of music, and typically they host holiday events, and so he always has his different music going, and it is always, always, always music that includes Tony Bennett and other artists like that. So hopefully you enjoyed that. I do have to catch up to my commercials, but I'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, and I'm playing around with this, trying to see why this doesn't work here. All right, we're going to go this way. All right, a classic, I've been told.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Down.
And that wraps up our Bruce Springsteen Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'm told it's a classic for the holidays. So we got a little bit in for people that I know. We got a Brian Setzer music in to start off with our day. And then it wasn't this song that I wanted to play, but I wanted to play a song from the Carpenters. There's a song about coming home for Christmas. It's one of my good friend's favorite holiday songs, and he passed away many years ago, but he loved the Christmas time, and we used to go out shopping, JCPenney's and some of the department stores. I used to organize a match program for children in need, and he always wanted to sponsor a little girl, and then he would drag me out shopping, and he would get the biggest, and when I say the biggest, like sometimes it wouldn't even fit in his car, the biggest stuffed animal, you know, at least 5, 6, 7 feet tall. He thought that a little girl should always have a big, big stuffed animal to hug and to have as a friend. So that song was for him, even though I couldn't find the right song because of the lighting in here, and I didn't think to use my flashlight. And then we have Tony Bennett for my sister Diane's husband, Joe, who always takes care of holiday music and is a huge fan of Tony Bennett and all of those types of music. And then Bruce Springsteen, of course, because Jingle Bells, we all have to have that and remind us of the S word, which, of course, is snow. And so we have one more show left this year. Next Monday will be our last broadcast for the year. And I have to decide if I'm going to book a guest. We had one booked last week, and then with the snow, I thought it would be best just to cancel. So I have to see if she could come on, call in next week. If not, I am going to work on getting other Christmas songs, and I may have to, I'm not sure, but I may have to take my 1987 Sounds of the Season CD out, which at least it's not a cassette, right? So I hope you all had a good time listening to the different music. I hope that as we get closer to the season, if you feel that sense of claustrophobia or the need to escape or any of that, you will think of some different composers or music, and you'll be able to relax and enjoy what is a magical time. I am going to see on my way home some of the Christmas lights. Now, when I leave at the studio here at 5, it's pitch black. So I want to be able to enjoy something about that, because missing daylight is difficult to always, have darkness surrounding you can be a little difficult, but I thought I would cheer myself up tonight and try to look around, maybe take a little ride to find some Christmas lights, and that'll cheer me up. Hopefully people got them up before the rain. And that really wraps up our show for today. I'm going to finish up with our commercial and then the news. So thanks for spending your hour with me today. It certainly balances out my week and always makes my Monday a little bit brighter. And I guess now a little bit bellsier, as we had an awful lot of bells going on in the studio. So if you sent us a request, thank you. Thanks for being part of our hour here, and have an outstanding week. We'll be back next Monday.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the latest House impeachment hearings on Monday, Stephen Castor, the top House Republican lawyer, claims President Trump's conduct does not meet constitutional impeachment standards of high crimes and misdemeanors.
The record in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry does not show that President Trump abused the power of his office or obstructed Congress.
But according to the Democrats' attorney, Barry Burke, President Trump abused his power.
By conditioning a wanted White House meeting and a needed military aid that had been approved in order to get that president to investigate a political rival.
President Trump is weighing in on the release of the DOJ's watchdog report.
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A former Fed Reserve chairman has died at the age of 92. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker is dead at the age of 92. He served as chairman of the Federal Reserve under Presidents Carter and Reagan from 1979 to 1987, also helped shape American economic policy for over six decades.
Michelle Obama and Julia Roberts are in Vietnam as the former First Lady and Oscar winner begin a two-nation tour to encourage and support girls. Joining them is Today co-host Jenna Bush Hagar, who sat down for an interview with Mrs. Obama.
The truth is that working on girls' education is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, the three women are meeting with local girls' education organizations under the Girls Opportunity Alliance. From Vietnam, they'll travel to Malaysia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
While thousands of folks are watching the NFL game for the competition on Sunday or Monday, there's a select group that are not paying attention to the score. Jeff Miller is the NFL's Executive Vice President of Player Health and Safety Innovations. He tells NBC 26, the NBC affiliate in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they're always looking to make the game safer for the players.
The league's investing substantially in terms of time and resources and experts. We're putting money against better performing helmets. We're trying to innovate with new communities around. How to build a better helmet prototype, and in fact, a $3 million challenge out there right now for new ideas. We're working on better and improved cleats, better improved turf systems, so that the lower extremity issues, injuries we see, will eventually be mitigated.
A longtime game show host is back after having emergency surgery. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.